The Koponim for me the come of Alaylo. Yikaganiv, since he has said at night time is going to be considered like a ganiv. Al Moor Yumamhu. That's what the Pasuk says. Loor Yokim Rotseach. By the or, the Rosech will get up to kill, that means by daytime. So you see clearly, the or here means yom. The Eve was saying at daytime Rosech kills. At nighttime it doesn't have to kill, it'll just steal. For me to come of a lively ganiv, alma or yamamu. You see, claw the or is called yamamu. And the Gemara again, no. Hosam hachikoma. This is what the Pasuk means to say. If shita lecha milsa kenura. If you know 100%, just like it's light outside, the anafosh is kosi, that this person is coming to kill you. In other words, you're in your house and you see a robber coming to the house. And you know 100% that if you're going to stop him from stealing, he's going to kill you. Is Rotseyachu, that person entering your house has a shame Rotseyach. And the locher is, V'nitein la'atilo b'navshoy. You're allowed to save yourself by killing him. If somebody comes to kill you, Afikuach nefesh, you're allowed to save yourself and kill him. There also, if it's 100% clearly to you that this ganif is coming into the house to kill you, you should know you have a right to stop him and kill him. Let's say it's not 100% clearly that this guy is coming to kill you. He's only come to take your money. If you're going to stop him, he'll walk out the door, he won't kill you. If you have a suffix, it'd be mistafkulucho milsa kalailam. But if you have a suffix just like night, and it's night times dark, you don't know clearly something, then yiyo be a nechuk ganif. He should only be considered this person like a ganif, and if a person is only coming to rob from you, is lanitin latilu banavshoy. You have no right to go and kill the person. If a ganif comes into your house to rob you, and you know 100% he's not going to kill you, you have no right at all to kill him. So, ilchurit the mars mashmedit, if you know vavi is coming to kill you, then you can kill him. But if it's a suffix, if it's a come to kill you or not, then you don't have a right to kill him. Which is true, that's shver. If you have a suffix, if the guy's going to come to kill you. So in a suffix, you should also be allowed to kill him. Because it's also suffix, kuch nefesh, you go to chumrum. Like if you have a suffix, if the guy's going to kill you, you have a right to protect yourself. So Taisus and Mepharsha speak out that like Taisus says, I'm a reed, revom, to high crow, be av ala ben mairi. This pasuk here is talking about a father is coming to steal from his son. Now, usually it's a non-tzadi, a father, even if he goes to steal from his son, he will not kill his son. A father has rachmonis on his son, no matter what, he won't kill him. So that's pshat this pasuk. If your father comes to rob from you, min astam, you're not allowed to kill him. Because min astam, he won't come to kill you. Even if you get him there and say, what are you doing stealing? It's my money, get out of here. He won't pull out a gun, he'll just go out of there. But the pasuk is saying, but if you know 100%, like your father hates you, and you know your father means business and will kill you, and even by your father, you're allowed to kill your father. If you know your father's there with a gun, and if you stop him, he'll come to kill you, you're allowed to get rid of him. But that's only by your father. But Enechnami, there's other Yetzestiras, other Gemara Sanhedrin, it says not like that. Gemara Sanhedrin, they say it's talking about the opposite case. By a regular person, then Faket, even in Asafik, you have a right to Nemo and Mistami, he will kill you. That's usually a chazaka. If a person comes to steal, and you're going to stop him from stealing you, he'll get so nervous he'll come to kill you. So Minastam, he's called coming to kill you, and you're allowed to stop him. Then the din is only if you know 100% that he won't come to kill you, then you're not allowed to kill him. So that's the two different gemaras. If we're talking about a father who's coming to his son, that's our gemara here. That Minastam, a father won't kill his son. Therefore, if you have only a suffix, you can't kill him. Only where it's 100% to you that you know he will come to kill you, then you have a right to stop him. That's what the pasuk is talking about. But nothing to do, what is the noun, what does the word or mean? By the next, we have another kasha. Yechshechu koichvei nishvoi, yekav l'or v'ayin, v'yal yira v'yafafei shochar. That's another pasuk Eve said. That what? That yechshechu koichvei nishvoi, it'll get dark, even the kechofim will be dark, and yekav l'or, you'll hope for the light to come, v'yayin, and the light won't come. You won't even see the morning star. You won't see the light coming out. But like Eve was saying a klola here. You're going to wait and hope to see the light, and you'll never see the light. Now, he's going to hope for the light, and it's not going to be there. Is lukura alma or yamamahu. What does or here mean? It means daytime. Whereas the nighttime is going to be so dark that you're going to wait until the daytime comes. That's the shot. Yechshechu koichvei nishvoi. It's going to be so dark to kechavim at night that yikav l'or. You're going to hope for the daytime to come. So here you see the word or here means daytime. So here the kasha on Rabbi Yehuda again. How could you say the word or means nighttime? The Gemara no. Hosam meletu the kolayit le'iyuv. Iyuv was just giving a klal, cursing out le'mazle, his mazel. Like everything went wrong for him, so he gave the klal it's his mazel, the mazel he was born in. Like it should come upon me, my mazel, that I'm hoping for light to come, I'm hoping for something good to come, and I don't find it. So he didn't mean to say call or there means daytime. Just meant to say like his mazel, I was hoping always that something good would come out of my mazel, and nothing ever came out. I never found anything good out of my mazel. That's all Eve meant to say. But Eve wasn't talking about, again, about the noun, what does the word or mean? Vayta meisvi, another kasha. The pasuk doesn't tell him. V'yoymer ach choyshef yishofeini v'layla or badeni. Again, it'll be dark. And v'layla or badeni. Even by nighttime will be or will be light to me. Is achura alma or yamamahu. Here or has to mean daytime. He says ach choyshef yishofeini v'layla and even the nighttime or badeni will become like daytime. What does it mean v'layla or? It means the night will be like day. So achura you see or here means light, means daytime. What is the Torah saying to me? I thought David was saying, Savra Yisi, Biyoni Kisha Yisi, Nirdaf, and I was chasing after me. I'll even die when they're chasing after me. V'yushafuni, you'll go after me. V'yashach tamid olay. It'll always be dark for me. Loshin nosha v'layla v'choshach she'isi shruya boy nas or. But change not like that. That the darkness that I was in came to be like or badeni for me etzli. V'gavi layla sis start saying nighttime shayach l'mei meyoyim. It starts to say like my night turns into day. Is al mahochikom adavid halayla nas liyoyim. That the darkness that I was in, like Lila, changed to be like daytime. So you see, Lila, or Badeni, that the Lila became to be like or. So you see, it means daytime. You see, or means daytime. Alma or Yamamu. So the Gemara knows. Hosom Hochikom Adovid. This is what David HaMelech was saying. Ani Amarti, I thought, Ach Choshek Yishafuni Lila Mabo. Shudoim Eloyoin. That because of my chet that I did, I thought that I'll be like in darkness, even Lila Mabo. I won't get Eilam Abba because of the chet that I did. The Drash and Yamarti, Bifnei Chatoi Shaf Min Eilam Abba Etrid. I thought that because of my chet, even I won't be Zerkot Eilam Abba. Or Bava'ach Shev Shemocheli Aloy Seyoven. But now, that will soon see Rash means down, now that there's an Edis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel David HaMelech, is Af Min Eilam Azer. Shoyisi Shruya Bo B'choshech. Even Eilam Azer, this world, that I was B'choshech, with a Cherpom, Hey Yavadeini, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it light for me. Shayadiyah Kodesh Baruch Hu l'sayne David Yemei Shloimah. That Kodesh Baruch Hu was Madi in this world for Yemei Shloimah, his son, Shemochlo David. That Kodesh Baruch Hu was Meichel David HaMelech. What was the Maisam? Kishabikesh Lachnis Oren Leveis Kodesh HaKadoshim, when they wanted to bring in the Beis Hamidrash by Yemei Shloimah, they wanted to bring the Oren into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'dovku Shorim Zeh B'Zeh. The gates closed tight one to the other. And they didn't let the Oren come in. Until they said, let it come in B'Zchus David HaMelech, and then it opened up and it let the Oren come in. So that was the riot to the whole world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel David. So the kids HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel David, so he became like Or, even in Laila, even Oyla Mazir. Even on this world, it was you do it to everybody that David got Mechilim. So that's what David HaMelech meant to say. But not to call Or here means Mamish daytime. It just means to say, even the Oyla Mazir also came light to me that I had a Yeshua that everybody knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel me. And Gemara says, but Ani Yamati Achosh Shekishvuni Oyla Mabo. I thought I won't even get to Eilam Abba. Or the Achshav, now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel me, Achshav Eilam Azeh, Shudayim El Laila, even in this world, as Doim Etem Laila, is Or Badeni, became Or, became light to me. But then we're amazed, I have another kasha now. We have Yehuda Reime, but there's a brighter lady of Yehuda says, Boidikin Or La Bosa. There's one takon on Erev Pesach to make the Bedika like we do at night time. The night of Erev Pesach, is supposed to make the Bedika. Uvar Bosa Shachris. Let's say somebody was honest, he couldn't do it at night time, or if he got to do it at night time, he still has a chance to do it in the morning. In the morning, you're also supposed to make a bedika, Erev Pesach. Or v'shas habir. And if you didn't do it in the morning, your mamash have time up until chatzos, till shas habir, you can still make a bedika. That's what the Yehuda says. Now, me, the comrade of Yehuda, boy, the kim or arbosa. Uva arbosa shachris, since he says two different cases here, you should know, first make the bedika or. What does or mean here? It can't mean in the morning, because that's the next halacha, that you can make a bedika in the morning, shachris. So or here has to mean at night time. So if you're just saying, first make the Metchila, you're supposed to make the Bdika at nighttime of Erev Pesach. If you didn't do that, then you could do Shachris. Ablachuri, you see clearly, Alma or Utahu. You see clearly that what's the type of or? When the Mishnah says or Brice, or now Mishnah says the word or, what does it mean? La Utahu. It means nighttime. Shema Mina. So it's a clear raya. Like from the Brice of Rabbi Yehuda, that there you see clearly that the word or could mean Laila in Ataka, means Laila. So the same shot now Mishnah also. When now Mishnah says or la Arbosa, the night of Arbosa, it doesn't mean the day in Shachris. No, it means at nighttime. The nighttime or could mean nighttime. So the nighttime of Erev Pesach, that's when you're supposed to make the Bedika. And the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos explains, of the Mod Nezach, like what do we have to go through the whole Shach? We have a whole Machlekes here. What does the word or mean? Does or mean light? Daytime? Does or mean Laila? The Mishnah should have said clearly, or by Laila, or Labosa, make a Bedika. There won't be any questions altogether. You have to go through a Gansa Gemara to know what the word or is for. Why does the Mishnah say the word or, Taka? And with good, with saying, with coming out, the word or means Laila. But let the Mishnah say clearly, by Laila, Labosa, Bergnes Achamis. The Rambam answers, it's not nice for Gemara to start off with the word Laila. Doesn't want to start off from a sect with the word Laila of darkness, nighttime. It's not nice. That's why when Rebbe was in the start of the Mishnayis, he bedafka wanted to use the word or. So it's always listic. It's nice to learn. Gemara learning, mitzvah says or is light. You can't start off something with Laila. That's why Rebbe wanted to use the word or. But Enechanami, the maskana is the word or could mean Laila also. And that's what it means, talking our Mishnah. Just like Rebbe Yehuda in the Braisa says the word or means clearly nighttime, our Mishnah also means or means nighttime. Shema Mina. Can anyone make me have a kasha though on this? We have a Tesefto, Meyei Masai Arba Osa Osa Basias Melochem. At what time of the day on Erev Pesach is it also to do Melochem? So Rashi brings down, Osa Basias Melochem, the Mokim Shinogu will have the fourth parak talks about this, that in a place that they made a minik, Lina Gisa, to be Noi Gisa, not to do Melochem on Erev Pesach. The Minla Kamon, Mokim Shinogu, Zolassas Melochem Enoisim. If you live in a place that the minig of your mokim is not to do malachim on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to do malach on Erev Pesach. Now, when does that minig start? At what time of Erev Pesach, or 14th day of Nisan, when does the Issa Malacha start? Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Oime Mishas Or. It means in the morning. When it starts to become light out, that's when the Issa starts. Mishas Or. So, Trashi, Avakaitim Lachain, Afilu Nogu Botladaitim. Even if there's a minig not to do malach at that night before, don't have to pay attention to that minig. It's botla. The minig could only start b'shas or. We have Yehuda Weimer mishas ha-neitzachama. If Yehuda says no, it only starts mishas ha-neitzachama, it's a little bit later. Whereas or means like the shachar. And Yehuda says a little bit later mishas ha-neitzachama, the sun rise. Omele Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Reb Yehuda. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said back to Reb Yehuda, in other words, you, Rabbi Yehuda, is saying, on Erev Pesach, when do you have to start doing Melacha? By sunrise. But before sunrise, even though it's already early Sashach, it's already called Yoim, you are allowed to do Melacha. Whereas in the morning, the beginning of the morning, you're allowed to do Melacha, just by Neitzacham, you have to stop. That's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov's kasha. Where do you ever find such a case like that? That half of the beginning of the day is mutter, and a few minutes later, by half an hour, whatever the shear is, 72 minutes, by a neitzachamam, then it becomes aser. Where do you find such a gedorim in the rabbonins? There's only yes of the rabbonin here. That the rabbonin should say a mikzas hayam should be mutter, and a mikzas should be aser. That's his kasha. The Rehechem Mitzinu, where do we find Yom, a day, She Mitzasa Yosef Asiyas Moloch, like you're saying here, from Hanetzachamah it's Asi, you can't do Moloch on Erev Pesach, or Mitzasa, that before Hanetzachamah, Motib Asiyas Moloch, you are allowed to do Moloch. Omele, he answered back, Hu Atzma Yechiach, I have a raya from you, Gufa, why are you any better? What does Blessed Rabbi Yaakov say? He says, Mishas Or. What does Or mean? It means good, Oilas HaShachar, when the sun star comes out, morning star comes out. But even if you would Shver, who atzma yechiyach? She mitzase mutter. No. Omalei, who atzma yechiyach? I have a raya like this. Who atzma yechiyach? She mitzase mutter v'achilas chomitz, or mitzase osa v'achilas chomitz. I have a raya from the Torah. The loch of Erev Pesach, gufa is cholok. Up until chatzois, we're allowed to eat chomitz on Erev Pesach. From chatzois and on, you're not allowed to eat chomitz on Erev Pesach. So you see clearly there's a loch in the day that divides its isurim. The first part of the day is mutter, and the second part is osa. So what shall shver? Now, Midikom Rabbi Yehuda Mishasan Eitzachama. Since he said Mishasan Eitzachama, Alma or the Kamer of Lezer ben Yaakov or Tohu. So you see, the word or that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov means is nighttime. Sanchulim, it's not like I said before. Not that he, at least, is the Havamim, the Maskonot, like I said. But the Havamim is now that or, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, means nighttime. As he said, the Malacha starts at nighttime. So the beginning of Yud Dalet by nighttime, Nalar Du Malacha. And it's only Rabbi Yehuda that said back Mishas Hanetachama. But that's the Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says from the morning, Hanetachama, it's awesome. And Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said, at nighttime you have to start doing the Malacha. So here you see that or means nighttime. Empty Gemara Loi, this is no Kasha. My or, what does Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov mean when he says the word or? Hitak also means in the morning. Just he means Omer HaShachar. It's not like you said Hanetachama, sunrise, but I mean at the beginning of the day, the beginning of the or, which means Omer HaShachar. That's what I mean. V'nei or could mean Omer HaShachar. Now, if you want to bring a raya here, that or has to mean Urta, has to mean Laila, so tomorrow now there's no raya. Here the word or could mean daytime. And what he meant to say is, by Omer HaShachar, that's when you have to start doing Malacha. Fret Gemara, if that's true, Yehochi, if that's true, to call Malay. So what's his kasha back to Rabbi Yehuda? Yehochi, to call Malay, he asked him, Heicho mitzinu yoyim she mitzosei mutter basiyas malocha, o mitzosei yosa basiyas malocha. Has Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov had a kasha to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say that up until an eitzacham it's mutter? But after an eitzacham it's also, where you find that one day, half yes, half no? For the Gemara, name Elon Avshe, he should ask the kasha back to himself. Ha'ika Laila, the Kosher of Lezer ben Yaakov. Even Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the saying, can't do Malacha Me'or, means Omer HaShachar. That means only in the morning star comes out, you can't do Malacha. But the night time you could do. So here you see the day of Yud Dalet with dividing in half. That the night time is Mutter ben Malacha. And the daytime is Osir. So why doesn't he ask the kasha back to himself? On himself, where do you find something divided in half? Empty Gemara Poshit. Bishleim l'di, Bishleim in my half, we understand. A half between night and daytime, that we know, the Achluk Yadinim. Ashkachna, the Kopola Grabbonim, ben Yimoma, Lalailom, we know already Grabbonim made Chlukim between day and night. By a tinus we have the locha. Tinus is start in the morning, and at night time we could eat. Even though it's only a tinus in the Rabbanim, it's not, we learned. Gabi tinus sibur. Ad mosai oichel v'shoisa. Until when are you allowed to eat? When does the tinus start? Ad shiyal omer ha-shachar. Dibur of Lezer ben Yaakov. That's what Lezer ben Yaakov holds, that up until oilos ha-shachar, you're allowed to eat. So you see, tinus, at night time you are allowed to eat. The tinus first starts by daytime. We have Shimonim or Ad Kruas HaGev, a little different cheer. It's a little different than Amash Shachar, so when the rooster starts calling out, that's when it starts, the tiny starts. But it's also only the beginning of the day, and not at night time. So you see a chilik between night and day, that we understand. So Meili says also here, that's what I say, on Erev Pesach, there's a meaning not to do Malacha. When does the meaning start? At the beginning of the day. True, the whole night you're allowed to do Malacha. That I understand. Because in the Rabbanans we know nighttime can have one din, and the daytime can have another din, just like by Tainus. At night you're allowed to eat, and daytime you're not allowed to eat. That I could understand. So what I say though, as soon as it comes daytime, like Omer HaShachar, you're not allowed to do Malacha. That's good. Elo l'didoch, I only have a kasha on you, Rabbi Yehuda. I knew it's shver. Heichi Ashkachna, where do we find Yomam Gufa, that the day itself, the Polak Bei Rabbanim, that Rabbanim make Chaluk Yadinim. Because you're saying, daytime we know starts from Omer HaShachar. That's when daytime starts. Now you're saying, the first 72 minutes, up until Neitzachama, till sunrise, you are allowed to do Malacha. Just after sunrise and on, then you can't do Malacha. Where do we find such a Chaluk by daytime, that you can't do Malachas? Or Malay of you, the answer that question. Who asks me, Yechich, have arrived for the Din Chometz Gufo? She Mitzosei Mutta Vachilas Chometz, or Mitzosei Yasa Vachilas Chometz. The locker is Erev Pesach. Half the day you are allowed to eat Chometz, and half the day you're not allowed to eat Chometz. So Chur felt the Gemara is sharp, the Komal of Yehuda, the Rav Lezer. Yehuda answered very good back to Rav Lezer. Like, what's Rav Lezer's Kasha? Where do I find half a day one din, half a day another din? I have a clear Raya from Chometz. Erev Pesach. Half the day you're allowed to eat Chometz, the other half you're not allowed to eat. I have a clear Raya from Chometz. So what was Rav Lezer's Kasha? So the Gemara like this. Hachi Koma. Hachi Koma le Rav Lezer. This is what Rav Lezer meant to ask the Kasha back to Yehuda. Amin elokho anom locho de Rabbonin. I'm asking you a question. When the Rabbanan come to make Zeris, the Rabbanan can't just start making a blue moon of Zeris. They make Zeris with Sforis. They go to make Zeris. where the Rabbanim make Zeris, where do I find that Rabbanim make a day and half? To say, half the day is awesome, half the day is mutter. That I never find. That was Rav Lezer's kasha. Of the Atomatali, you answer me back to Yehudim, Chomitz. From there there's no raya. To your raisa. That's a deraisa dikalocha. To yad hocha osir rachmona, the yad hocha shor rachmona. What the Torah says, we can't ask any question. The Torah can say whatever it wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it tzivud, that on Erev Pesach, up until Chatzos midashim sukim, you are allowed to eat chomitz, and afterwards you're not allowed to eat chomitz. So that's exeris hakosiv. What the Torah says, I don't ask any kashas. That's not a kasha. I'm only asking you on a kasha when the Rabbanim come to make exerim, come to make dinim, where do we find the Rabbanim's din ever? You find that in the daytime, there are two dinim in the Rabbanim. That, like you're saying, part of the day, Erev Pesach, you are allowed to do malacha. The other part of the day, you're not allowed to do malacha. That I never find. I never find that on Issa, the Rabbanim, when the Rabbanim come to make something, and say, oh, it's like a light plug. The Rabbanim say a clear, general thing. Today is awesome. So true, a chiluk between nighttime and daytime, that you proved. That by tinus we see, even in the Rabbonins, they look at night one and day and not something else. That's true. But the day itself, you never showed me where the Rabbonin makes there was a divided day in here. That I don't see. The Adhok is also Rachmonin, the Adhok is Shar Rachmonin. The Edok, what's up, Yehudin meant to say? If Yehudin meant to bring a Raya Maskim to you, from the Uraisa to Gadin, I wouldn't bring a Raya. But even on the Rabbonin made also a Xer on Erev Pesach. May the rice you let eat chometz till the end of Av Shoyz. The Rabbanan asked it 2 hours before that. So with the Rabbanan 2 hours before the sixth hour, you will not let eat chometz. You see, in the Rabbanan goof on Erev Pesach, up until the tenth hour, you let eat chometz. For the tenth hour and on, you not let eat chometz. You see, with the Rabbanan, you divide up Erev Pesach in here. The Iduch, Shoyz to Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda meant to ask, bring his raya from the din of the Rabbanim, that the Rabbanim were meisif on the raisa. That even though the raisa of the chatzos were allowed to eat, the Rabbanim said from 2 hours before, like we're knowing, Erev Pesach, we don't eat chametz from the tenth hour. So the chori is even the Rabbanim's, we divide the day in here. The Yiduch, Rabbi Lezer said, that's no raya. There is hachokahu the yavad Rabbanim with the raisa. There the pshat is, that the raisa said Erev Pesach, till chatzos you could eat chametz, afterwards not. The Torah has the right to say whatever it wants. Now the Rabbanim came and made a chokum. Could they not to be over the Yistat Torah and come to eat chometz like somebody's watch broke? He won't know what time it is. He thinks it's before chatzos. Really, it's after chatzos, and he'll come to eat chometz. So Rabbanim made it zera. Could they know this should be over? And he said the right to say even 2 hours before, don't eat chometz. So that's mistavro. It's not the pshat Rabbanim made tam minuta konam half a day yes, half a day no. Rabbanan just said on Erev Pesach not to be over, and issue the right some, because we'll see the Gemara later about that. That people could make a mistake for 2 hours. If you come 2 hours late, you have a good excuse. I can make a mistake in 2 hours. Or maybe today not. Today we have watches. Here's the Gemara says they didn't have watches. You have to look at the sun. You can make a mistake for 2 hours. So therefore the Rabbanan will chosh, maybe you make a mistake, and you'll think even though it's 2 hours after Chatzos, you'll think it's still before Chatzos. Therefore the Rabbanan said 2 hours before, don't eat chametz. But that's mistavrum. But to say with Rabbanim made up a whole gzeir like here and Erev Pesach not to do malachim, we never find half a day yes, half a day no, that we never find. So that's the machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yehuda. Can you bring a raya or not from this to Rabbanim? Reb Yehuda holds it is a raya. Kefor, these 2 hours before Chatzos is only awesome with the Rabbanim. So you see the Rabbanim do make such a gedora, half a day yes, half a day no. That's Reb Yehuda's svara. And Reb Lezer says from the Esma raya, because that's a din hachokah, you can't bring a raya to the Yisrael Loch and Erev Pesach, where the Rabbanim made a new minig, not to do malachim. If there's a minig not to do malachim and Erev Pesach by daytime, it has to be the whole day is awesome. Good, that's not machlekes. Right, next we have another kasha. The halacha ain masiyah masoyis ela ala chodesh sheniru bizman lekadoshay. The halacha bizman had the bezdin and Yerushalayim. They used to make kiddush achodesh. They used to come to bezdin. So when the bezdin, the edim came and shed there was levona. Bezdin said kiddush achodesh. How would they go and tell everybody else they was achodesh? They used to make torches. They have a big torch. Go on top of the mountains, and they had a relay system from this mountain to that mountain. They saw the light here, they made a light there, and that's the way they relayed the message all the way down. That phrase was Chodesh. Same Masi Masoyis. When do we don't put up these torches? Ela al Chodesh Shenira Bizmanin. Only on the Chodesh Hachoser. No, it's a Chodesh that the first day was Rosh Chodesh. Lekadoshoy. Mashenkin, if the Chodesh is an Iber, if the Chodesh is like 31 days, it is 30th day, then we don't make torches. Because everybody knows then that there's always a suffix, which day is Rosh Chodesh? Is it the 29th or is it the 30th day? So when Rosh Chodesh comes out on the 29th day, that was the minhag then. They used to go up with the torches and relay the message that the 29th day is Rosh Chodesh. But when Rosh Chodesh came out on the 30th day, then they didn't need it. Then everybody knew. If they didn't see the torches, they knew that the Chodesh is not the 29th day, but the 30th day is the Chodesh. So Ein Messiah Masoyes Elo HaChodesh Sheniro Bizmano, on the 29th day, Lekashe. Now, V'ein Messiah Masiyah Masoyes, when did they put up the torches? Lior, Lior Yehure, on the night after it passed. In other words, on the 29th day, Bezdin was Mekadosh the Chodesh. When did they put up the torches? The 29th day after that, the next night, that night they put up the torches. About Kol Ponim Alma Or Utahu. We see clearly that the word Or means Urta. Shema Amina, there's another rhyme like we brought before, another kasha of the first man the Yama to Rav Huna. And Rav Huna said Or means Nagim is daytime. They were proving the second time that Or means nighttime. Because Trita, when they put up the torches there, you can't put up torches by daytime. You're wasting your time. You can't see too far away a torch by daytime. So Pshita, when they wanted to make the relay system to show everybody that today's Rosh Chodesh, they went up at nighttime. And at nighttime, so if today was the 29th day, today Bezdin was Mekadosh the Chodesh, at nighttime, right after the Rosh Chodesh, at night, tonight, and if today, by daytime, the 29th, tonight, at night, they went up to the mountains, and that's when they made the relay system. But it says Or. So you see, clearly Or means, Urta means nighttime, so it's another Raya. That Or, Taka means Laila. Meisrei Avakasha, it says, O Yoimeid Kol HaLailo Makri Bala Mezbech. A Kohen that was doing Avoidu the whole night time, he was Makri Bala Mezbech. Lo'ero, when it comes light, so the Chori here, it means daytime, Toyin Kiddush Adayim Reglayim. He asked again, be Mekadosh his hands and Reglayim from the Kiyur. Even though usually the Lachar is the first time the Kohen walks into the Beis HaMikdash, he has to wash his hands. But once he's there, he doesn't have to do it a second time. But if he was doing the avoid the whole line or the whole night time, when it comes Oira, he has to wash again. Is Divrei Rebbe, as I help Rebbe. So Lachura, what does the word Oira mean here? It doesn't mean the next night, it means when it comes in daytime. It comes light. So you see, the word Oira means daytime, means light. And if the Gemara Oira Shani, if the Lashon there is Oira with the hay, when it says Oira, that for sure means daytime. Mashiach and our Shalos, our Mishnah says Or. Shalos, what does the word Or mean? The word Or in Mishnah Yisin as a noun means Taka Laila. There, what it says, it means day, because Oira.
Okay, the Lashon Oira is different than the Lashon Or. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding Dav Gimel, Mesech Tepsochim. Just the last line, last three words of that base on the base. Meisvei, we're asking another kasha. Meisvei Mazutra. Mazutra is asking a kasha. Again, we're in the middle of the shaila. What does the word Or mean? Does Or mean night? Or does Or mean daytime? This is the Havamina still. That the Gemara started off again before, that my Or, the first Gemara started off, that Rav Huna Oma Nagi, Rav Huna said it means daytime, day. Rav Yehuda Oma Leri, and Rav Yehuda said it means nighttime. And so far we're going with the Havamina, that according to Rav Huna, when he said Nagi, daytime, he means mamish by day. That's Pshat now, Mishnah. And according to Rav Yehuda, Pshanah Mishnah or La'abosah means the night going into the 14th day. So now, Meisvei Mazutra. Mazutra has another character.